Tribes, chapter 22. Glory didn't stop talking all the way home. She was excited and afraid, but there was more. Salam had saved her. To Glory, nothing else mattered. No one else had been there, not Torrey or Doc or even her brother. I never did believe anything I heard about him anyway, she gabbled. Kevin stopped. What did you hear about him? I thought you would have known, she said. When he shook his head, she went on. Well, there was this boy years and years ago. He lived next door to Salam, but I don't believe it was Salam's fault. The girl was infuriated. Why could she never tell a story properly? What boy and what happened? He only just stopped himself from shouting. Shouting would only have made her stomp away and tell him nothing. This boy told his dad Salam was bullying him. The boy's dad was really angry, got Salam into a lot of trouble about it. Then the boy fell down a flight of stairs at the flats. He said someone had pushed him, but he hadn't seen who it was. Everyone suspected Salam. They said he had the evil eye. The evil eye. The words chilled Kevin. Hadn't those been the exact words one of the neighbours had used to describe Salam? And he still can't walk properly. Gary broke into his thoughts. What? This boy. He ended up with a limp, she said. And she added with an assurance it could only come from someone with a crush. It was a terrible shame, but nothing to do with Salam. Kevin walked the rest of the way home in silence. He had a lot to think about. Glory never stopped talking. Kevin just didn't listen. Not until they reached their door, that is. Wait till I tell Mum and Dad, she said, excited. You can't tell them, he snapped back at her. How could even Glory be so stupid? She was late home as it was. They were both bound to get into more trouble with Mum and Dad anyway. She knew how they worried about her, how much they disapproved of the gangs. And Dad would especially disapprove of any idea of revenge. Kevin could hear him now. The best revenge is to live a good life. Dad would never understand that that just wasn't enough for boys. It wasn't the way the gangs thought, the way the tribe saw things. We keep our mouths shut about everything that happened tonight. It was an order, and Glory wasn't good at obeying orders. If you say a word, you can forget your night with the tribe, right? It worked. When they went in, Glory never said a word. It wasn't too hard. There was an atmosphere in the house that had never been there before. Lately, there hadn't been a lot of talking anyway. Salam came to the house next day, just as they were cleaning up after lunch. Thankfully, Dad had just left. Kevin was sure he would have said something to Salam. It occurred to him that Salam probably thought that too. It was lucky that Salam had just missed him. Or was it more than luck? Had Salam been watching, waiting for Dad's departure before he came in? Did he really think Salam was so devious? Mrs. Davidson welcomed him, but not as warmly as before. Come in. Then she called into the kitchen. Kevin, Salam's here. Glory was in the hallway, faster than a speeding bullet, a stupid grin all over her face. I never got a chance to thank you last night, she said. Her mother looked puzzled. Thank him? Thank him for what? Without hesitation, Salam answered, Me and Kevin are going to teach her to rollerblade, if that's okay with you. Mrs. Davidson smiled. Salam could still charm her. Just watch her. She's got two left feet. She'll never make a line dancer, she said, and gave a quick little step into the living room. Salam laughed as he watched her go. Your mum's magic, Kevin, he said. Glory sighed. You're brilliant at telling lies, Salam, she said, without a blush. I think she meant that as a compliment, Kevin told him. Salam was Salam again today, the ready smile, the laughter. Kevin began to think he might have imagined last night and the vicious way Salam had spoken to Doc. They didn't even mention the night before until they were alone and in Kevin's room. They had got rid of a grateful Glory by asking her to bring them some Coke and crisps. Glory would normally have told Kevin to dream on, that she was nobody's servant, but then that was before she fell in love. It was Kevin who brought the subject up. He swallowed them, and then he said, So what did you do to McAfee? Salam shrugged. Nothing much. Gave him a little scare, that was all. A little scare? He called threatening to let him drown a little scare. He couldn't let it drop there. What do you mean? Salam began looking through Kevin's books on the shelf. We pushed him around a bit, teased him. I offered to have a fair fight with him, one against one. Well, thought Kevin, maybe that was true. Before he came back on the scene, anything could have happened. But you know McAfee, Salam went on, he's a coward. And that was all. Salam misunderstood. He grinned. Not enough revenge for your sister, eh? Sorry, Kev, that's as far as it went. Then he hesitated. No, it wasn't, Kev said, wanting him to tell the truth. Salam nodded. You're right, Kev, there was more. I just didn't want to tell you. Kevin held his breath. Doc wanted to go further, but I wouldn't let him. You know, Doc, he can be pretty vicious. He wanted to push McAfee in the water, but I knew McAfee couldn't swim, so I had to stop him. I knew you would have too if you'd been there. Kevin looked straight into Salome's smiling eyes. Couldn't he read Kevin's thoughts? See what he was thinking? You are brilliant at telling lies, Salome, he thought, because if he hadn't been there, seen everything, he would have believed every word. Salome put a finger to his lips. Not a word to Doc about this. We're the tribe. We stick together, remember? Chapter 23. Salome had lied to him. He had told him a barefaced lie, not knowing that Kevin had seen everything. He had thought it safe to tell him it had been Doc who'd wanted to push McAfee into the river. Kevin remembered clearly the cold viciousness in Salome's voice as he edged McAfee towards the water. It hadn't sounded like the Salome he knew, the solemn Salome he had grown to like so much. Which one was the real Salome? Kevin couldn't stop thinking about it. He was mixed up and confused. He hadn't liked what the rebels had done to Glory, but it had happened because he was one of the tribe. He certainly hadn't liked what had happened afterwards. He shivered every time he imagined what might have been if Doc hadn't been there. McAfee stumbling over the edge of the pier, his arms flailing as he reached out to grab something to save himself, splashing into the murky depths, desperately trying to stay afloat, swallowing water, going under, while Salome looked down, smiling. Would he, Kevin, have had the courage to run forward and save him? He hadn't been able to move that night. Why? Because they had saved his sister. Because Salome was his friend. All through Monday morning's classes, Kevin was caught in a dream. You are not paying attention, Kevin, Mr. Brechin, the maths teacher, yelled at him. But then you hardly ever pay attention these days. He said it with disappointment. Kevin, the boy he could always rely on, had let him down. Since he had joined the tribe, there were more exciting things to do than study in maths. Is Glory okay? Tommy asked him as they filed out of the class. Tommy, his best friend, and he deserted him. Tommy, who had raced to warn him about Glory and had then been sent packing because he wasn't needed anymore. Kevin felt his face go red. He was suddenly ashamed. She's fine. We got her. He stammered the words out. I bet you felt like punching lumps out of McAfee, Tommy said. Kevin wanted to tell him everything then, about Doc, about Salome, about how he was feeling. He needed to tell somebody, but he couldn't. Not yet. This was tribe business, and he had to sort it out with them first. Tommy noticed Kevin's withdrawal from him and thought he knew the reason. His smile faded. None of my business, of course. He snapped the words out. Then he was off, running towards his other friends, better friends than Kevin. Kevin wanted to call him back, but he couldn't. Not until he had talked to Doc. He was certain he would find him in the mall, but it was Torrey he saw first, just outside the burger bar. Hi, Kev, he called. How's Glory? In her glory, Kevin told him with disgust. Torrey found that amusing. Fancies our great leader even more now, eh? Our great leader. Kevin suddenly didn't like those words. He had never wanted anyone to be his leader. What had changed in him? Maybe it's about time we had another election. Get a new leader. Torrey was even more amused. What election? We've never had an election. Salome's always been the leader. He started the tribe. He should be the top man. Always. So there were no elections. Never had been. Here was another lie Salome had told him. And how many more? Want a bite? Torrey held out his burger to Kevin. He took one look at the mustard and tomato sauce oozing from the bun and declined. No thanks, I can get food poisoning just as easily at home. Great night last night, wasn't it? Torrey munched. Yeah, sorry I didn't get a chance to punch McAfee. You made him sorry, I bet. He wanted to hear the truth from Torrey. Sure did, he'll not tangle with us again. Kevin took a deep breath, hoping Salome hadn't already spoken to Torrey. What exactly did you do? Salome hassled him a bit, pushing him around, you know. He began jumping about, pushing Kevin with his hand just the way he had watched Salome push McAfee. He even mimicked Salome's voice. You're going to be sorry. I'm going to make you pay. Torrey laughed. You should have seen McAfee's face. There'll be skid marks all over his underpants after last night. He munched into his burger. And that was all? Kevin tried to sound disappointed. Torrey eyed him over the bun. Might not have been if it hadn't been for... Kevin waited for the truth. It didn't come. If it hadn't been for Salome... Doc wanted to push McAfee in the water. Can you believe that? Lucky Salome was there, or goodness knows what might have happened. Kevin wanted to scream at him. That's a lie. Why are you lying, Torrey? But he knew why. Torrey would do anything for Salome. Salome was his hero. He probably half believed the story now anyway. No point in talking to Torrey. It was Doc he had to talk to. He glanced around the mall. Doc here? I was hoping to catch him. Torrey popped the last bit of burger into his mouth. Casually, he wiped his hands on his jacket. Have you not heard? He said at last. Doc's in hospital. Fell down some stairs over at his place. broke his leg.